There are many things about the Parkland, Florida high school massacre that are depressingly familiar. One is the weapon used by the 19-year-old suspect, an AR-15, the same lightweight semi-automatic rifle used in so many other shootings, from Newtown in 2013 and San Bernardino in 2015 to Las Vegas and Sutherland Springs, Texas last year. Local media in Florida report the suspect bought his gun legally. In Florida, there's no waiting period for would-be buyers of rifles or other long guns. The National Rifle Association has called the AR-15 the most popular rifle in America and estimates Americans own more than 8 million of them. The NRA says it's popular because it's, quote, customizable, adaptable, reliable, and accurate. Those features may also explain why it's also become a weapon of choice for mass shootings. Peter Squires follows all of this from across the Atlantic. He's a specialist in gun violence at the University of Brighton in England. He says the way the AR-15 has been marketed by Colt, its manufacturer, has added to its appeal.
On the one hand, a kind of propaganda of fear is encouraging people to buy and have available the next best firearm on the market. And a whole raft of characteristics claimed for the AR-15 that suggests that it is a tough and resilient gun and only a real man can handle this kind of firepower.
A standard AR-15 magazine holds 30 bullets, but in most states, including Florida, the rifles can be legally outfitted with high-capacity magazines that can hold more rounds. And the suspect in yesterday's shooting reportedly had multiple magazines when he surrendered to police. There are several U.S. states that have laws limiting or banning the sale of assault weapons. California, for example, has banned AR-15s and other rifles with detachable magazines, which allow shooters to quickly reload.
They are the types of weapons that are being most misused in the recent mass shootings. They enable people to kill a lot of other people very, very quickly.
Again, that's Peter Squires, who studies gun violence at the University of Brighton in England. And one more note about gun laws in this country. There was the 1994 assault weapons ban signed by President Clinton. It prevented the sale of certain military-style assault weapons for private citizens and set a limit on high-capacity magazines of no more than 10 bullets. But the ban only applied to new weapons, and it included a sunset provision, meaning Congress needed to reauthorize it, which it did not, so the ban expired in 2004.